The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Jamie Foxx is apologizing for remarks that people are calling anti-Semitic. So over the weekend, Jamie posted a photo on Instagram that said, "They killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" with the hashtags fake friends and fake love. So for some people, when they saw the word they felt like it meant that he was specifically calling out Jewish people, which started out with the generalization of people assuming that Jewish people alone were responsible for the crucifixion of Christian figurehead Jesus, and has historically been used as a driving force behind hate crimes against Jewish people. So then a screenshot of this was shared to a social media account where they were calling out, they're like, "This is anti-Semitic." And on the like post, you know how you can see like the most famous person who liked it? It's like the first thing that pops up. Jennifer Aniston's name popped up. Ooh. And so then Jennifer responded. She said, "This makes me really sick. I did not like this post on purpose or by accident. And more importantly, I want to be clear to my friends and anyone hurt by this showing up on their feeds. I do not support any form of anti-Semitism. And I truly don't tolerate hate of any kind, period." I have brought Judaism correspondent Rebecca here to respond, yeah, because as a Jewish person or as a Christian person, I don't know that I'm the right person to respond to this.
Yeah, this has been interesting for sure. So when a celebrity is anti-Semitic, I will get a text from the Jewish group chat where we all talk about the Jewish agenda and what is our plan for, you know, the coming new year. And it was radio silent this time because nobody thought this was anti-Semitic. Nobody I knew, nobody off of Twitter thought that this was actually anti-Semitic. Now, every Jewish person that I personally know has had something offensive or hateful said to them basically about Jews killing Jesus. That's kind of a textbook thing for Jewish people. But if you read Jamie Foxx's Instagram post, it's very obvious. He's not talking about Jewish people. He's talking about fake friends. Uh-huh. I mean, he hashtagged it in the post.
See, okay, so I'm not Jewish, but I felt the same way you did because I followed Jamie Foxx and that post popped up and I read it. And I didn't go anti-Semitism. I went, "Oh, he is pissed off at somebody in his life because they backstabbed him in a big way." And because he's been in the hospital and people have been talking about him, I was wondering if he had just had somebody in his life, AKA a fake friend, who, you know, did whatever. So, but again, I'm not Jewish. So I was like, was I missing something?
I can understand why someone would read that and their first thought kind of pings, okay, that's kind of a little iffy. Because I'll be honest, when I read it, I was like, oh. But when you think about it, give some context, it's not anti-Semitic.
And he apologized, right?
Yeah, so he actually deleted the post and then posted an apology. "I want to apologize to the Jewish community and everyone who was offended by the post. I now know my choice of words has caused offense, and I'm sorry. That was never my intent."
Yeah, it seemed to be a divide on Twitter about how a lot of people felt like there was some type of cultural thing going on. Because, I mean, for me, being black, when I read it, that's something that people have been saying for the longest of times. It's like, you can't even trust your own friends because look what they did to Jesus. And I didn't think there was anything anti-Semitic about it, like, whatsoever. I was so confused on how that even came about.
It just made me think he had a Judas in his life.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought, too.
The Burt Show.